Proverbs 10:24 says, "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted." Now, there are a number of examples in Scripture demonstrating the truth of the first half of this proverb. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. I immediately thought of 1 Kings chapter 2 that I'd read recently, and the fear of the wicked coming upon Abiathar as he was removed as high priest by Solomon. And then Joab, who had committed treason in following Adonijah in his rebellion, as well as Shimei, who had cursed King David during the rebellion of Absalom. Both Joab and Shimei were executed by Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, under the orders of King Solomon. And these wicked men had committed treason and cursed God's anointed. And as you read that passage in 1 Kings 2, you'll see that they lived and died under the fear of the wicked, which came down upon each of them. But of all the examples in Scripture of this proverb playing out, I think of Pontius Pilate and the whole Jewish nation, actually, at the crucifixion of Jesus. Pilate confessed that Jesus didn't deserve to die, and he even tried to hand over Barabbas instead of Jesus as a way to placate the bloodthirsty mob. I want to read from Matthew 27, beginning in verse 15. "Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus." Verse 21 says, "The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Verse 24 says, "When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made," see, there's the fear of the wicked, "he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." There's Pilate under the fear of the wicked. Matthew 27:25, "Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children." 70 AD would come and destroy the entire nation. The pagan historian Tacitus wrote, quote, "Christ, while Tiberius was emperor, was capitally executed by the procurator Pontius Pilate," end quote. This historic event also was recollected by Josephus. And according to Josephus, Pilate's career crumbled. He ordered the slaughter of a group of unarmed Samaritans at Mount Gerizim and was recalled to Rome by Tiberius Caesar to answer. But Tiberius died before Pilate got back to Rome, and Pilate's fear of the wicked had caused him to execute the innocent Messiah and slaughter innocent Samaritans, which is ironic since the Jews had accused Jesus of being a Samaritan. You can see that in John 8:48. Pilate's career would end after executing the falsely accused Samaritan Jesus and then slaughtering innocent, real Samaritans, all due to the fear of the wicked. According to Eusebius, Pontius Pilate eventually committed suicide. We're not sure if that's true or not. It's based on tradition. But Pilate is an historic example, and this same scenario has been repeated billions of times in human history. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him.